Watch, un-American pieces of ST, diners verbally harass ICE agents at Minnesota restaurant. By Amy Furr on January 15, 2026. Diners verbally harassed federal law enforcement officers at a restaurant in Minnesota on Sunday. The news coming as protesters in the Democrat-run state are causing chaos after a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officer shot and killed the woman who allegedly used her vehicle as a weapon. The incident happened in St. Paul at the Cancun Mexican Grill and Cantina when agents walked into the building and were confronted with shouting patrons, Fox News reported Wednesday. Amid the expletives flying through the air, one person yells, "Take off your mask," while someone else shouts, "Un-American pieces of shit," according to TMZ, which said the officers were ICE agents. The agents eventually go back out the entrance. The Fox report noted that federal immigration agents are allowed to enter public areas of businesses without permission, but cannot access private areas like offices, kitchens, storage rooms or employee-only hallways without authorization or a warrant. The incident happened after an ICE agent fatally shot a woman, identified as Renee Good, on January 7 in Minneapolis. When the incident occurred, a group of people were trying to block the ICE agents carrying out immigration operations, according to Breitbart News. The agent who shot Good reportedly suffered internal bleeding when she allegedly weaponized her vehicle. Meanwhile, more video footage shows numerous incidents of leftist protesters bringing more tension to situations involving ICE officers in areas of the state where leaders are also being criticized for alleged rampant fraud connected to Minnesota's Somali community. Breitbart News reported Sunday that President Trump's deputies are sending hundreds of additional agents to Minneapolis to shield the federal investigation into the Democrats' fraud and migration political machine in Minnesota. Another video shows Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, telling a crowd at an anti-ICE protest, "We are going to show all of them the door out. And we are going to make sure these people pay for what they have done to us." More video shows protesters blocking traffic in Minneapolis and a crowd screaming ICE out in St. Cloud. Despite the protests, ICE agents have been arresting illegal alien killers and child rapists living in Minnesota as President Trump works to safeguard communities from such heinous crimes being perpetrated on American citizens all over the nation. It is also important to note that leftist groups quickly mobilized to protest after Good's shooting death. And Brandi Shufutinsky, director of the Education and National Security Program at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, said, "It's the same network of people that have thousands of Americans blocking the streets, waving communist and terrorist flags and attacking law enforcement and innocents. They are stoking the grievance industry that they built."